ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Hello, this is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast, and I did it.
What'd you do?
I cleaned my Birkenstocks.
Oh my God, you were going to update us on this, and
totally.
I wasn't. Yeah, so you got the denture tablets?
This has been a podcast exclusive, everyone. We have
keeping
not talked about this.
Keeping you up to date with our Birk cleaning.
On the radio show, but I did what you said.
Yeah.
Gabby's cleaning hack.
Yeah.
She's hacky Gabby.
Yep.
Was to get denture tablets
yep.
and soak the Birkenstocks in them, and it'll get rid of that layer of goo, the foot goo.
You get mad foot goo in Birks.
And my
friend,
it was a bloody 100% success.
Yeah!
So you can see,
let's go.
Like I'm holding them up now. My foot outline is still there, but all the goop is gone. Well, there's no goop. There's
good
no
one.
Goop. They're completely dry now.
Are they? So, are they less smelly?
Oh, heaps.
Yeah.
And it's
minty
so funny because you said this, like when I put the denture tablets, because I just bought the Coles brand.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
Like $3,
yeah.
Super cheap. And I did them in the laundry tub and it went real blue and minty
yeah.
sort of flavoured.
Mm.
Then got up in the morning and I checked it and it was black. The water was black.
Because all your goo.
Because all the goo.
All your toe jam and foot goo.
And then I got the, I did what you said to do. I got a toothbrush and I gave it a little scrub.
Mm-hmm.
Then I left them in the sun and they actually got real dry. So I had to wear them all day yesterday. To
moisten them up a bit more.
Moisten them up a little bit. But, mate.
There you go.
You're like Gabby the shoe doctor.
You are welcome.
Gabby the Birk biatch.
I was going to say foot doctor, but that's an actual thing.
Nah, you're a biatch. You got more sass.
Songify me.
Get a song by Cliffo and Gabby. This is where we write songs about you because we're sick of all the celebrities having songs written about them. They get enough free crap. So this is about you getting your own song about all your own interests. And we have our very first Songify Me person on with us right now, Aisha. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Aisha contacted us at hit.com.au
yep.
and said, I'm like you guys. I'm sick of all the famous people or whatever, Madonna. You know, Roxanne,
Britney.
Whoever she was, Britney. These people always get songs written about them. I want a song written about me. And the number one thing we took away about you, Aisha, is your love for all things space.
Yeah.
You're an absolute space nut. Tell us a bit about that.
I love the sky. I love astrophotography, taking pictures of it, and just the unknown.
And saw a UFO once before. You were with your bestie, and you saw a UFO.
Yes.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. I don't 100% know, but I'm pretty sure it was something unidentified.
Nah, have confidence. It was definitely a UFO.
Definitely Martians.
Definitely was.
It was a flying saucer with aliens in it.
Now, a few other things about you, Aisha. You have a couple of kids. How many kids you got?
Six kids.
Six kids, so you're a busy girl.
And you have a bit of a party trick. What's that?
I can blow air or liquid out of my eyes.
Out of your tear ducts.
Yes.
You can blow liquid out of your tear ducts.
Interesting.
This
There's a lot
so
to go
much
on.
To work with. So we've taken the space stuff, we've taken the you blowing liquid out of your eyes, and we've taken the six kids thing, and we have written you a song. Turn it up, everyone. This is our song for Aisha.
Admits she's a little bit dorky, obsessed with looking at the stars at night,
has learnt all the stars, knows them off by heart, squinting her eyes, looking straight on down the telescope.
Aisha sees the bright stars shining, they glow.
Aisha sees the bright stars shining. Aisha saw a UFO, but nobody believes her. She was in a field near home with her bestie in sight.
Aisha saw a UFO, but nobody believes her. What's it gonna take to get her on that flight?
When Aisha laughs with liquid, her eyes blow. Coming out her tear ducts, oh no!
Aisha's got six kids at home. Make sure the aliens don't take one. They'd be very, very far from home. Aisha saw a UFO, but nobody believes her. She was in a field near home with her bestie in sight. Aisha saw a UFO, but nobody believes her. What's it gonna take to get some of those kids on that flight?
There it is!
Oh my God, yeah, that was so good, guys. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I feel like a celebrity. That was awesome, guys.
That's the feeling we wanted to make people feel.
The woman fuzzy, like you're so important and like famous.
Oh wow! Thank you, guys. You just made my so much better.
Yeah. Well. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I gotta say too, I will never forget the image of me and Gabby sitting around like on beanbags, strumming on guitars, trying to write songs like we're Ed Bloody Sheeran, talking about you squirting liquid out of your eyes and saw a UFO. It's a crazy good image. But Aisha, you gave us so much to work with. I'm glad you loved your Songify Me
song.
We'll
send you the song on a CD.
Yeah, we'll send you a signed copy.
Thank you.
Last night on SAS Australia, our fave Jet Kenny handed in his armband, which means he was done and dusted from the show. It was his own choice. He wasn't forced off there. But he joins us right now. How are you, Jet?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm good. I'm a bit better than I was doing last night on the show, that's for sure.
Well, you just mentioned that you're currently eating a cream donut, which is not what you were fed on SAS Australia. Talk us through the food, because it was the food that was the thing that made you leave in the end.
Yeah, so I don't know, I don't have the best sort of diet and whatnot anyway, but yeah, I always knew that I was going to struggle with the food going into there. I'm a bit of a fussy eater and do struggle with a fair few foods. And, yeah, to be honest, those oats didn't do a whole lot for me each morning. And I got to the point where they almost made me vomit. So I couldn't afford to vomit up what I'd had for dinner the night before. And the night before I left, they had seafood. We had fish for dinner. And I don't eat seafood. So I didn't end up eating dinner that night either. I had a few sweet potatoes and I woke up the next morning and was just mentally switched off, and unfortunately that's what got me in the end. I'd convinced myself that I was done, but I remember about 5 minutes after I left, I had a hot chocolate and two Tim Tams and I was ready to go again, just a bit of sugar.
Wow, isn't that sugar pick me up.
I think I ate sugar for about the next 36 hours after I was done. There was the Airbnb we were staying at, there was just Tim Tams, there was chips, beer. It's just, I did amazing. Not stop eating. So,
see,
yeah.
I think that's the thing with SAS Australia too, is you're burning so many calories. Mm. So if you're not, you know, having the intake, that's just tough. And look, it was tough on your body. I know once you chose to leave the show, they took you to medical. Has there been any long-standing effects like since the show, like in the days and weeks afterwards? How was your body?
Yeah, look, to be honest, my body was, it was a bit sore throughout the end of the days that I was there. But the next month after the show, I struggled to get my shoulders above my head, which I didn't feel on the show. But I think just because I came out and I sort of just did nothing for about a month. Usually it's our off season for surf life saving anyway. So I usually do something. I'll go for a run or just go for a light paddle or something. But it got to the point where I couldn't get my shoulders above my head. And, a bit of slow rehab and sort of massage and physio got me through that. But, no, body's all good now. And, if I had the opportunity to do it all again, I definitely would.
Well, I was going to ask you that because I watch it and I think, why would anyone sign up for a TV show like this? It is absolutely insane. If you want to push your limits, go do it elsewhere. Like, why would you do it with these crazy guys?
I think it's very different. I mean, you can push your limits so far in the outside world to the best of your ability, but when you're almost sort of dependable or reliant on someone else to, I don't know, get you through when you're in a sort of team environment and a new environment as well, it's a good way to sort of test yourself both physically and mentally. And for me, it was a bit of that.
The other thing from the show, Jet, that we have to talk about, and massive props to you for doing this, is you opened up about the passing of your sister, Jamie, last year. This was really big of you, I thought. I've got to grab. This is what went to air on the show.
My sister, she battled with mental health for 15 years. But for me, it was kind of just like, why are you doing this to yourself? Never fully understood it.
That really struck a note with me, Jet Kenny, because I feel like a lot of people would be in your shoes there. They would have loved ones who have suffered from mental illness and they just don't really get it. And I don't know, I think you saying it on a platform, on a show like SAS Australia, just would have, I don't know, resonated with a lot of people. So that was really big of you to do that, I thought, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously there's probably more people than you think who do struggle or know someone who struggles with mental health than... But it's behind closed doors. It's not so much a public conversation or a public topic, just because, I don't know, they probably don't want it to be. And I know that was the same for our family. It was, I don't know, even when Jamie was out in public or whatever, it was all sunshine and rainbows. And but with that comes the dark clouds and the storms. And, yeah, it's hard because, like I said, you don't truly understand it. And I hope I never do. I hope I'm never put in that situation. But... yeah, I don't know, to everyone that is out there with or struggling with mental health or knows someone that's struggling with mental health, you do kind of feel helpless at times. But I don't know, you can do everything you can for that person, but in the end it comes down to that person wanting to sort of help themselves or better themselves. But until, I don't know, they can get to that point, all you can do is offer the best for them. So, yeah, it's an unfortunate situation, but like I said, there's probably people out there today who are struggling with it and... I don't know. You're always trying to find the positives in life, I guess.
There's definitely people out there struggling, and I think hearing you talk about it would definitely, you know, help at least raise that conversation, if nothing else, which is really, really important.
And if you're ever looking for that first port of call, if you are struggling, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. And keep watching SAS Australia. He's out, but there's, you know, there's other people, but he was our favourite, Jet Kenny.
Yeah.
But it's back tonight at 7:30 on Channel 7. Jet Kenny, great chat, man. Thank you for the your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
I'm a little bit tired this morning, more tired than most. I know after a long weekend it is hard to get back into the swing of it, but I was also woken up at intervals throughout the night by something in my ceiling, in the ceiling cavity.
Was it an ABC kids show in the afternoons?
Door. Yeah, was it the trapdoor?
Yeah, was that in the roof?
Nah, I think it was down below. Like basement.
Right.
I'm not sure. Can't remember. But yeah, I reckon there is a monster up in my ceiling because I got woken up by this really weird sound at about 2 a.m. And I have really vivid dreams. So I wasn't sure if it was just my mind playing tricks on me. So I woke up fiance Nev and I'm like, can you hear that? And he could hear it too. So we kind of went on a bit of an exploration to see what we could find. Obviously,
what time was this?
Yeah, 2 a.m.
Oh,
and I was not going to stick my head into the ceiling at that hour because it's dark and scary and you wait for the sun to come up before you do it.
You're just a sitting duck.
You're just a sitting duck.
Waiting for the monster.
Exactly.
To get you.
So I lay in bed listening to this sound from about 2 a.m. till 3:30 when I got up for work. So I'm very tired. But the sound was something picking up, this is just what my imagination has put together, something picking up a coin and dropping the coin and picking up a coin and dropping a coin and picking up a coin. That's what it sounded like someone's playing two up in my ceiling. Like it was the weirdest sound.
Because when you said there was a sound in your roof, I'm just picturing
a
scurrying.
Like. Something is like, it was like it was dropping something, like picking up and dropping. And then the image that came into my mind was that weird little squirrel from...
Up?
No, from Ice Age with the acorn.
I don't think it was him.
I think it was him. But I'm really scared to look into the ceiling when I get home.
Disney, Pixar... characters were taking over my ceiling.
I don't know why that That's literally the image, like of him kicking this acorn around. That was the image that came into my head. And I hope that's true because it'd be far less scary than the alternative. But 131060. What have you found in your ceiling? I want to know what I'm in for when I get home to have a look.
What have you found in your roof before? I mean, we're just going for a life things here, aren't we? Or I mean, I guess it can be anything.
Like, could be anything.
I don't know why. My mind just went to some sort of, I
dark
don't know.
Place.
Like, no.
Like
no.
A dead
my
body.
Mind went to like a treasure or something. Oh, like the,
right.
The previous owners
had left a pirate
something.
Treasure box.
But who knows? Mm. But you know what? We're not going to say no to calls. Whatever you want to call for. 131060, is it either like something that was alive, which I think is what happens, what's happening with Gabby right
well, it's
now.
It's moving around.
Like the animal that was in your roof or whatever. Mm. Or, I don't know why my mind went there. I don't know if you were going with the phoner or whatever.
No, I was going alive. But
okay.
Whatever you want to call for, 131060, what have you found in your roof?
Mate, if someone found Captain Jack Sparrow's bloody hidden treasure up there.
I want to hear about it.
Take that call.
Definitely.
We're not going to say no.
But if it's a possum or a python or something else, love
I've
to
heard,
hear that
I
too.
I have heard of snakes. Yeah.
Ooh. Imagine if it was a snake.
Well, I did hear a story once of a snake in a roof, and they were like, just leave it, because it was just a python, so it's never going to get you, or you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to kill you. It's just going to look at you and stare you down. Okay. But they are amazing for rodent removal.
Yeah, my
like,
dog
I'm telling
is
you
the
now,
size of a rodent.
Yeah, that's
That
not
would
good
worry
for you.
Me.
But I'm telling you, though, Gabby, if there's a python in your roof, you're never going to have a possum in there, my friend.
Or a rat.
131060, Jodie's here. How are you, Jodes?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Okay, so this goes to show sometimes our minds can be at different places, Gabby, because you were thinking just alive things.
I was just like, what kind of rodent did you find in the roof? But, Jody, you found something else.
Yes. No rodents, no scary things, unless, of course, the owner turns back up to come get it. we found a sale from a kiteboard, and there was $10,000 in it.
$10,000 cash.
Yes.
Wow. What'd you do with it? Did you just keep it?
No, my ex-husband wanted to, but we rang the police and they come and picked it up. It was not a very nice neighbourhood, and I'm assuming that whoever owned it beforehand might actually turn up and come and get it.
Yeah, that's not, that's not exactly clean money, is it?
If they rock up, you just go, oh, the police are just holding it for you if you want to head on down to the station.
Thanks for that. What a good community-minded person you are, Jody. Jesse's here right now. Jesse, what did you find in the roof?
So we had some really bad vibes in our house, and we had a specialist come in, and they're like, oh, you've got to go up in your ceiling. We've got the vibes coming from up in the ceiling. Mm. So we've gone up in there, and we've found a tin full of ashes.
Oh, wow, like a cremated person.
Yeah.
Oh, and
that's
then
huge.
Once you got rid of that, did the vibes clear up?
The vibe just cleared up.
No way.
That's so
that's
weird.
That's creepy
Jesse.
As.
Creepy story. Thanks, mate. 131060. This is more what we were thinking. Aaron, what did you find in the roof, Aaron?
I found a family of goannas, mate.
Wow. How big were they?
Ranging from 3 foot up to about 5.5 foot.
Wait, how big is your ceiling?
Yeah, no, I was out on a rural property and woke up one morning real early and went to go to the toilet and here was one hanging off the shower screen.
Oh, my God. No, thank you. They've got claws for days.
I tell you what, I'd rather have Jody's problem finding $10,000 in the ceiling than a family of goannas. That doesn't sound fun.
This has to be my favourite story of 2021. It is a story of a Queenslander by the name of Mandy Watts who's been making chicken hats by knitting them. She joins us right now. How are you, Mandy?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, these photos are just the best of all your chickens wearing little hats. There's even a little Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer hat on one of your chooks.
Pretty cute, hey?
Yeah.
Very.
You can check all these out now, guys. Mandy's on Instagram at HereChookChook is her Instagram. but I think we're going to whack some on our Instagram as well, at Cliffo and Gabby.
Yeah.
And we're going to share the amazing stuff you have created, Mandy, because we just love it so much. So this is true. You've made an elephant hat for a chook in Florida. You have knitted an Uncle Sam hat, a top hat, an Uncle Sam top hat for a turkey in Oregon.
Yes.
And an alpaca hat for a chook in California.
An alpaca. Wait. It's an alpaca hat, or is it an alpaca knitted for a chook?
It's an alpaca hat for a chicken.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I was right.
Imagining an alpaca with a hat on.
I've researched this. I know what's happening. So, Mandy, you've absolutely taken off overseas.
Yes. Well, it's the last 4 years. It's been really crazy. Who'd have thought?
Who would have thought? So how did it all begin? Was it just a little side venture for you to keep your knitting hands busy?
I saw a post on Instagram my friend put of her little chicken wearing a cowboy hat. And I thought, oh, that looks cute. So I thought I'd crochet some, and people started asking me for them from all overseas.
Wow.
Just took off.
It has taken off. What's your favourite hat? Because I'm looking at a witch's hat. I'm looking at a Cookie Monster hat. There's so many chicken hats.
Am I looking at a chicken Mary Poppins hat as well?
Look, my favourite is, I made it very early on, is a Pluck a Duck hat wearing Molly Meldrum's hat.
Oh, that is so good.
It's a hat-wearing hat. This is the best thing ever. Oh, yeah. Mandy, you've made my day. Honestly, looking at these photos just makes so much joy in my heart.
Yeah, look, there are some issues this morning with Instagram.
Yes.
But look, when Instagram is running, you have to check out Mandy's at Here Chook Chook, or just go to ours as well, at Cliffo and Gabby, and we'll put a link through to your Instagram. Because Mandy, these are absolutely worth a look. We love your craftsmanship.
Thank you.
So much.
Yeah.
It's absolutely made our day. So go and check out Mandy on our Insta right now.
Throw out the beanies and the scarves. This is the new way of knitting.
Do the chooks actually like it, do you think, Mandy?
Look, I put them on the chickens for a couple of seconds when they're broody. They're in a sort of a trance when they think they're hatching eggs and they're not.
Right.
And they don't really know they're wearing them, to be honest.
Well, they look fantastic.
Yeah. Do they get paid model rates?
Look, they get extra corn.
What more could you want?
Yeah, what could they want?
We love it, Mandy. Thank you so much for your time. Keep on knitting your hats for chooks. Mandy in Toowoomba.
No,
love it.
Thank you.
We're getting to the pointy end of the Masked Singer, and last night the kebab was beheaded?
Unmasked.
Unwrapped.
Eaten?
This guy.
It is Jack Mitchell!
And he joins us.
What a steal! He's got talent at 14!
He joins us right now, Jack Vigen. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, Jack.
I actually found out a really annoying way last night that you were the kebab Jack, because I was listening with my eyes shut, which is what I do for the Masked Singer, and I'm like, that's definitely Jack Vigen, because it was so obvious. You have a very distinct voice. And then I Googled Jack Vigen, the Masked Singer, because I'm like, wasn't he on last season? And of course, New South Wales are ahead of us now in Queensland, and you'd already been beheaded in New South Wales, and it was all ruined.
I know. I saw so many comments. I felt so bad. But then I was like, you know what? That's everyone else's problem.
That's right. So you weren't, we should clarify, you weren't on the Masked Singer last season.
No,
they're not just bringing back the same people.
Not that I know of.
No. Not that you know of. So the grand final is tonight. The final three are unmasked tonight. You made it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you made it all the way to the very top of the stairs, but you just didn't get off the elevator, which makes no sense. Why you would climb the stairs and then get off the elevator?
I love that analogy.
But you haven't made it. Are you spewing, or, you know, was your time up? Are you glad it's over? Tell us where your headspace is.
Oh, you know, I get my own media day, so I don't mind.
You do.
This is perfect timing.
I'm just gonna be real with you. Like, I don't mind at all.
Tomorrow, everyone's gonna be fighting over the scraps.
Oh, that's brilliant. You said that you had to try to disguise your voice throughout the first parts of The Masked Singer, because otherwise Danny Minogue would have known in a heartbeat.
I tried.
Well, you did pretty well, because Danny Minogue did not pick it. Were you surprised?
You know what? I was. I mean, I thought if anyone, Danny would pick it. But, well, I mean, I'm in Jackie's studio a lot as well, so yeah. I wasn't surprised that she picked it. But Danny was there. She discovered me in the beginning on Australia's Got Talent. But to be fair, my voice was a bit different back then. It hadn't broken. So I'm giving her grace with that one.
That says more about her than you, let me tell you. And she stormed off briefly last night as well, too. Like, so
she
outraged.
Did. I love it. I love the dramatics. It's the best.
Yeah, she discovered you on Australia's Got Talent and then couldn't identify you as the kebab, which is crazy. Tell us about the experience in actually filming the show. I have these visions of all of you guys sort of sitting around, masks off, you know, maybe having a glass of wine after filming. Is it like that, or are you guys completely, are all of the celebrities completely separate the whole time? You never see each other?
Oh, I wish it was like that. No, we're all in our own. I had no idea who anyone was until they were unmasked. I had an idea, obviously, just like everyone, like I'm sitting at home guessing. No, we had no idea. We're all in our own. It's very secretive. We're in our own trailers. And yeah, I mean, I could kind of hear a few of the performances, but everything was pretty separate.
Great. So you're just guessing like the rest of us.
I'm just guessing just like everyone else sitting at home on the couch.
I know.
It was so great because I had a bunch of friends in it this year, like Ali Simpson. I mean, we did I'm a Celebrity together. Yeah. Mahalia Barnes, I've sung with her for years. For like 10 years ago, I was singing with her and her dad on stage at some gigs. And no, it's been really cool seeing who's been under the masks.
And you can talk about it after, but not before. I know last night when you were unveiled, you sang live to finish the show. But when you're in the mask, when you're in this huge kebab costume, how is it possible to actually sing live with that huge thing on your head? Or is it like a lip sync scenario?
Oh, it's a freaking struggle, let me tell you. So, like, you know how I'm holding a mic, like in my kebab outfit?
I'm holding it,
and I'm holding it up to the mouth of the kebab. The mouth of the kebab is actually above my head in reality. So I'm standing on stage in this kebab outfit holding a mic, like,
above your head,
above my head, and I've got a little mic strapped onto my mouth, like to my cheek, like a Britney Spears
moment.
Like a Britney Spears moment.
Who would have thought that big material looking made of plastic microphone on the kebab wasn't actually real? I'm completely.
It's a real mic. Would you believe? Yeah, you know what? It just wasn't turned on.
Unbelievable. Jack Vidgen, we do love you. The Masked Singer Grand Final, that's actually happening tonight at 7:30 on 10.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Was the kebab all along, and he's just guessing who's going to take it out like the rest of us. Jack Vidgen from The Masked Singer, big love. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
This is where I come up with or find hacks for you that will make life easier, makes you be able to cut corners or just do things that little bit faster so you can sit down and Netflix. But today, it's all about beer, Cliffo. I thought this was... Yes, I thought this was on point because after the long weekend, you might have a bit of extra beer lying around that you're not sure what to do with.
Yeah.
So I've got...
Do a Dan Andrews.
Three things...
Get on the beers.
Well, I've got three things you can do with beer that is not drinking it.
Oh, you've got to tread very carefully, my friend here.
If you've got an overflow or an excess of beer, you could, number one, bake with it.
Okay.
Because the yeast in beer is actually perfect for making bread.
Okay.
You don't need to put in the yeast if you've got beer instead.
You could do that with perfectly good drinking bread. You're drinking beer, drinking bread.
You could clean with it. Due to beer's high acidity, it's really great to polish pots, pans, and even jewellery. And it's also great for removing coffee stains.
I have heard about that with Coca-Cola before as well.
Yeah.
People soaking jewellery in Coca-Cola.
But interesting
to know that the same effect could be had from beer.
Just give it a rinse after, because otherwise it will be sticky. Or three, and this is the one I thought you might be on board with. You can bathe in beer. So, it has been proven that washing your hair with beer can actually improve volume and thickness, or look of volume and thickness. It's actually quite good. It's good to relieve stress if you're bathing in a bath of beer. It's good to cleanse the skin, and it can help release toxins. So if you need to detox after a big long weekend, you can just bathe in a bath of beer.
The stuff that has made you
which is a bit hypocritical.
Really exhausted. After a long weekend.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's a list of stuff you can do if you've got too much beer. Three
not
words.
Cliffo's problem.
Three words I never thought I would put together. Too much beer.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.